Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 254 for Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was steady to lower Wednesday as declines in Chicago soybeans spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola is down 40 cents to just over $2, the nearby March contract down $2.30 at $455 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also down overnight, and that put further pressure on the oilseeds in general. Large Canadian canola supplies overhanging the market remained a bearish influence as well. StatsCan reported this morning that the country's canola stocks, as of December 31st, came in at 11.1 million tons. While that was down a bit from last year, supplies are still at the high end of pre-report estimates and are seen as a sign that ending stocks projections may need to be revised higher. The losses in canola were tempered by the weakening Canadian dollar, which was trading back below 80 cents after jumping up earlier in the week. The softer currency was helping crush margins, and domestic processors continued to show steady demand. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all ended lower as the fund buying that supported prices yesterday dried up and they turned back to the sell side. Losses in crude oil and a stronger U.S. dollar were also bearish for the grains and oilseeds overall. Soybeans were down 11 to 16 cents, the March contract down 15 at 972 per bushel. In addition to the fund money moving around, soybeans also continued to be pressured by the record large South American crops overhanging that market. While there have been some dryness issues in parts of Brazil, harvest operations are moving along and export demand is already shifting southwards. For corn, prices were down 2 to 4 cents, the March contract down 4 cents at 383 per bushel. After hitting their highest levels in a week yesterday, corn was due for a bit of a correction. Bearish data on the ethanol front added to the softer tone, with U.S. ethanol production over the past week down 3% from the previous week, as declining gas prices likely cut into the demand for the renewable fuel. Wheat ended down 2 to 14 cents with the biggest losses in Minneapolis spring wheat. The March contract in Chicago, meanwhile, was only down 2 cents at 512 per bushel. While recent losses have made U.S. wheat more attractive to export customers, there is still more room to the downside as the country continues to miss out on international tenders. But on the other side, declining crop ratings in some southern winter wheat growing regions were a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.